black is the color of my true love's hair. His lips are like some roses fair. He's the sweetest smile and the gentlest hands, and I love the ground whereon he stands.
Black is the color of the song there. Also the color of her hair. Amir Reynolds joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in. Jack Kilroy is here. He is here because of Sober 17, the event that's going on again at Ahern's Banquet Center in Avon Lake. It goes from 5 to 8 tonight. And he joins us this morning. Good morning, Jack. Thanks for coming.
Good morning, Bruce.
And this event, for people unfamiliar with it, Sober 17, got the word sober in it as well. Sometimes for St. Patrick's Day, we always think of a certain type of a partying, maybe a partying excess. But this is something you've put together for a number of years. Explain the reason behind
this. This is our fourth year, and we like to have a genuine, authentic Irish celebration in honor of St. Patrick, who was a spiritual man. He was a leader. He was a escaped slave. He was a refugee. He converted an island from superstition to a Christian belief. He was a humble man. And to think of binge drinking as the proper celebration for his feast day strikes me as a discordant match. So I thought about what would be more appropriate. And also, you know, thinking of the people who may be in recovery or have medical reasons why they can't drink alcohol, or just families with children that don't want to expose their children to an ocean of alcohol that is in too many places on St. Patrick's Day. So it's a safe place for families. It's a good place for people in recovery. It's a fun party. Most importantly, it's authentic Irish culture.
And you bring a lot of folks in. Yesterday, you were here in his studio with James Kilbane. I had an opportunity to talk with him when he was in Achill Island. We did a Skype interview with that, which was kind of fun. But he came by yesterday, and he'll be performing there as well. But let's talk about the Face of Ireland 2015. That was the designation given to you, Amir Reynolds. Tell me a little bit about what that means and how did that come about?
So that was a title that I gained back in Ireland, and it basically made me an ambassador for young people in Ireland. So I did a lot of traveling abroad, and I was lucky enough to come over to Ohio to Jack along with Frances Black a couple of years ago when she was over, and it just gave me a chance to kind of represent young people in Ireland, you know, around the world. So it's great, and that's how I met Jack, and that's how he invited me back to sing at the event today.
Now, when you represent Ireland, you bring your music. I mean, is that kind of the...
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose I was just lucky that I had music was part of what I did as well. Mm-hmm. So it opened up a lot of doors for me, and it gave me double opportunities, if you like, because I could take my music with me and meet a lot of great people along the way with it.
What are some of the other things you do as far as representing, as far as talking to people about Ireland or your culture? Or what's
yeah,
this?
Talking to people. And at home in Ireland, we did an awful lot of work with mental health, which was a huge issue and is a huge issue everywhere I know at the moment. But we did an awful lot of work to create awareness of that and kind of eliminate the stigma around it, you know, and open up the doors to people that there's help available and that it's okay to avail of it. So we did a lot of that kind of work as well.
Okay. Jack, what else is going on at this event tonight? Obviously, I'm looking at here. I see there's obviously entertainment, food. It's quite a big event that you have.
Well, Ahern's Catering is one of the best in Lorain County. The food will be great. But we also have activities for children. We have the St. Ignatius Circus with some students from St. Ignatius performing amazing stunts. We have the Brady Campbell School of Irish Dancing, an award-winning dance school on the west side of Cleveland, and they'll have the younger dancers there, and the kids take a special interest in the dance. It's very lively and colorful. There's a St. Patrick's Day coloring contest for kids with prizes donated by Pat Catan's.
So this is a way you talk about families and bringing people out to something like this that they can all be a part of.
In a lot of instances, we'll have three generations there, grandparents, parents, and children, really celebrating the day, and you know, maybe the grandparents reminiscing about past St. Patrick's Days, and then the parents introducing their children to some authentic Irish culture and what it's really like in a very good environment.
What did you know about your Irish culture prior to this? How did you kind of look on St. Patrick's Day or being Irish and what that really meant?
Well, three of my grandparents were born in Ireland, and I grew up with an awareness that I was Irish. My mom used to take us to the parade on the bus. I grew up in Euclid, Ohio. We'd always sit in the library steps downtown. And at that time, I don't think the binge drinking had really taken over. I have no memory of, you know, any danger or pushing or shoving or, you know, rowdiness.
Right.
It was always, the parade was more family-oriented. And then, you know, we would have a family dinner at home and, you know, have Irish music on the turntable, perhaps the Clancy Brothers or Bing Crosby.
Right. Amir, do you sometimes feel that I'm Irish, but I have other interests? I like other types of food. Is there something that maybe sometimes when you represent Ireland, though, you sort of think there's more than what the cliche things of what people...
Yeah, well, it's funny. That's why I have such an interest in the Sober 17th, because I've noticed from the traveling, especially with the face of Ireland being around the world, people associate Ireland with, oh, you spend your time in the pub and... That's what we do, but there's so much more. And the fact that the Sober 17th event eliminates the alcohol and shows the true Irish culture, I think it's brilliant.
Did you ever do any Irish dancing, or is that something you...
I did. Okay. I only stopped maybe a couple of years ago, but it's something I did in my whole life, okay. Yeah, so it's great.
I wonder sometimes when I see them, it's, you know, you never do use your arms, though, right?
Yeah, but it's kind of changing now. It's kind of developing. It's getting a little bit freer. There's a few different styles of Irish dance.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Because I sometimes wonder, it's a difficult thing, you see. But every culture brings their own type of interpretation for dance and for music. What do you like about some of the Irish music? Is there certain folk-type music or styles that you really resonate with you?
Well, I suppose I love going back to the old kind of Irish ballads. You know, a lot of that music was written in really difficult times. Ireland, I suppose, had a lot of troubles with the North, and you know, there's a lot of powerful songs that came from that, so I suppose that would be my favourite part of it is digging out those songs and singing them, because they have such meaning to them and to most Irish people and to my grandparents, and especially when you come over here, a lot of people that would have immigrated from Ireland, those songs would resonate an awful lot with them. You know, they have such strong stories behind them.
Sometimes in the United States or America, our culture, there's certain times where kids don't really learn about the past, or they're not even sure. Does that happen in Ireland, or is there so much around that you kind of know the history and appreciate what you
know? No, and it's funny, we don't. And I find when I come away, the Irish people who aren't in Ireland anymore are a lot more in touch with what went on and with what's going on, and a lot more in touch with the Irish culture than maybe people are at home. Now, it's different maybe in the west of Ireland. They will be very much in touch with it. But definitely, you know, the Irish people abroad seem to appreciate it an awful lot more than we do at home.
Yeah. Sometimes when you're home, you're just busy figuring out where your meal's coming from, what you're doing, your day-to-day job. It's
exactly.
Not something you can reflect on because you're in the middle of it. And sometimes
you're
just living your day-to-day that's there. What brings you to come back to something like this? You mentioned you had been here before for this event, or...
Yeah, well, not particularly for this event. I was here for the event 2 years ago as part of the Face of Ireland in New York. And then I met with Jack back a few months ago, and he mentioned that he was running this again here in March, and I had intended on coming back to the US in March, so he said if I would come along, and I was delighted to come along and be a part of the event today.
So, Jack, you sometimes have a word of mouth, or is there a good line? I talked with Jack, his name's who's the event that's coming? The gentleman that's
James Kilbane.
James Kilbane. Thank you. I was James Kilbane. He has been in Northeast Ohio for many times. He stopped in the Grafton Correctional Institution. He's coming in for another event. Is there sort of like a pipeline of people that comes through Northeast Ohio that
Well, I suppose the community of people that are very immersed in Irish culture is really not all that big. And if you're in it for a while, you end up knowing people. You know, I met Emer through some other musicians, and fortunate enough, she cares about broader things in the music. She cares about mental health and addiction and teen suicide, and she's somebody who devotes herself not only to music and earning a living, but also to doing community service. So it's a natural fit for what we're trying to do with Sober 17th.
Now, if people want to get to the event today, what do they need to do to be a part of it?
There's still tickets available online at www.sober17.org. That's sober, the number 17.org. Or we expect to have tickets available at the door at Ahern's Party Center in Avon Lake. And I'd advise getting there early. It could sell out. We're not sure yet. But as of now, we plan to have tickets available at the door.
Okay. And you hit the ground running then, right? It's at the time it starts with the music and entertainment and food, right?
When somebody walks in the door, they'll hear Irish music.
They will know. Well, they'll probably hear it even if they're coming down the road. That's off of 83, if I'm not.
It's on 83, yeah. Okay. It's set back from the road quite a bit, but it's Avon Belden Road is 83 in Avon Lake.
Got it.
Just
okay.
North of the railroad tracks.
Okay, just cross the tracks. We know you're getting north, heading north if you're coming that way from Avon as well. Again, Sober 17 taking place today. I want to lead out with one more song from Amir Reynolds. If you wanted to select a song, do you know which one would be best for you? I'll let you decide which one I'm going to play on that.
I think, let me see, number 3, No Frontiers.
Again, Amir Reynolds, who will be performing along with others tonight at the Sober 17.
Is a river, your heart is a boat, and just like a water baby, baby, born to float. And if life is a wild wind that blows way on high, and your heart is Amelia dying to fly. Heaven knows no frontiers, and I've seen heaven in your eyes. And if life is a barroom in which we must wait, round the man with his fingers on the where we sing until dawn of our fears and our fates, and we stack all the dead men in self-addressed crates. In your eyes, fate has the singing of a love, but somehow this black night feels warmer for the spark. Warmer for the spark to hold us till the day when fear will lose its grip and heaven has its way. Heaven knows no frontiers. I've seen